Have you ever noticed how a sunset can stop you in your tracks, or how music can transport you somewhere beyond yourself? These aren't random neural firings, but glimpses into a deeper reality that exists beneath our everyday consciousness. This is the territory Deepak Chopra explores in The Book of Secrets, the recognition that you are a living mystery waiting to be unveiled. The most compelling evidence of this hidden dimension is the extraordinary intelligence operating within your own body. Your cells have been outthinking you for millions of years, living by principles that we humans often ignore. Communion with all life, awareness open to change, creativity, and flow. While we struggle with selfishness and aggression, our bodies embody a perfect spiritual pact with existence. The tragedy is that instead of investigating this mystery as an intimate part of ourselves, we've been acting as if it doesn't exist. The solution requires only one commandment: live like a cell. Follow the wisdom your body naturally embodies rather than the artificial constructs that separate us from life's mystery. Science cannot prove the material world exists independently of perception. Every experience is manufactured inside our consciousness from electrical signals our brains receive. Nature demonstrates interconnected intelligence. Identical proteins enable both insect flight and human heartbeats, while insulin remains consistent across species from cows to amoebas. This isn't coincidence, but evidence of unified intelligence expressing through various forms. We've abandoned this perspective for ego-based existence, trained in I, me, and mine thinking. This separation creates the illusion of us versus them. Your surroundings mirror your inner state. Your social world reflects your consciousness. The entire world exists only inside you, arising from the same infinite source. All spiritual secrets center on accepting one reality, not just intellectually, but as a gateway to participating in life differently. We can evolve from being trapped in our five senses to becoming co-creators with nature. The spiritual journey offers three levels. Dependence on the five senses. Truth is that your awareness originates in unity. Rather than seeking externally, you must access the source and recognize who you already are. True spiritual growth unfolds naturally from within. Awakening resembles assembling a puzzle without knowing the final image. As Buddhists say, if you meet the Buddha on the path, kill him. Any predetermined spiritual script must be abandoned. The Vedic tradition identifies four paths to unity: loving devotion, selfless action, knowledge, and meditation. These universal approaches work through feeling, thinking, acting, and being. Finding your path requires letting life settle to its natural state. Notice how loving feels subtler than resenting, accepting subtler than criticizing. Beyond life's distractions exists a version of yourself that simply is, a silent observer untouched by opposites. Finding this core self brings joy because it's already home. Pain isn't suffering. Suffering is pain we refuse to release. The body naturally discharges pain during healing, but the mind clings to it through beliefs that pain is deserved or beneficial. Suffering emerges from the unreality we construct. Overlooking facts, adopting negative perceptions, reinforcing these through obsessive thinking, getting lost without seeking solutions, comparing ourselves to others, and cementing suffering through relationships. Reality is perception, and suffering traps us in negative perceptions we create. People have vastly different pain thresholds. What devastates one barely affects another. Pain passes through a black box, where it's matched with our emotional history. When suffering, we victimize ourselves, believing pain is fixed rather than something we participate in creating. The ego's need for superiority traps us in endless comparison, and our suffering styles are learned from others. The five kleshas, Sanskrit for root causes of suffering, describe how we forget the peace of pure being. Not knowing what's real leads to clinging to the unreal, creating fear, identification with an imaginary self, and ultimately fear of death. We rarely love our minds because they often feel like traps. Ancient cultures compared them to wild elephants or restless monkeys. Yet counterintuitively, the secret to calming the mind is freeing it. The mind traps itself through samskara, grooves that make thoughts flow repetitively in the same direction. These mental imprints force automatic reactions, robbing us of choice. Consider the rageaholic whose anger follows a predictable pattern. Physical symptoms, building pressure, finding an excuse, eruption, and remorse, demonstrating how samskaras control us through toxic memories layered since childhood. Most people try to tame the mind using three ineffective approaches: manipulation, satisfying wants while ignoring others, control, forcing outcomes, or denial, avoiding problems. We hear countless inner voices that nag, judge, warn, and fear, aspects formed from past experiences, from childlike remnants of our earliest years to harsh adult voices of those who judged us. Each voice demands attention, with no central self to quiet this chaos. The key is freeing yourself from decisions. In simple awareness, evolutionary choices emerge spontaneously. Choiceless awareness means trusting the choice-maker inside and acting with complete trust. Modern life creates a peculiar situation where people disagree over religious beliefs, yet lead similar lives. God has become optional, with believers and non-believers showing similar virtues and vices. Yet fundamentally, it's impossible not to lead a spiritual life. You can't be fired from creating a world, the essence of spirituality. The universe lives through you regardless of belief. When you lead a consciously spiritual life, universal creation principles become personal. The physical world mirrors mind with intention in every atom. We are one human being wearing countless masks. Consciousness creates itself. Our brains perceive patterns and make meaning. Nature loves efficiency, and evolution moves toward unity. True transformation occurs through quantum leaps, producing new emergent properties. Just as hydrogen and oxygen create water with the previously non-existent property of wetness. These emergent spiritual properties include clarity, being continuously awake to yourself, knowingness, accessing answers, reverence for life, experiencing the vital force in everything, nonviolence, living in harmony, fearlessness, experiencing security beyond separation, and wholeness, including everything without fragmentation. Evil isn't your enemy in a unified reality, it's just another aspect of yourself deserving love. Our shadow holds repressed guilt and shame that becomes distorted without consciousness. Like neglected children, shadow energies escalate to get attention, but awareness diffuses them. We exist across multiple dimensions of consciousness, from pure being to physical sensation, with love, intuition, imagination, reason, and emotion between. True fulfillment comes from accessing each domain's unique purpose. Your mind naturally seeks transcendence. Notice which domains of awareness you reject to begin change. Though we're constantly dying at the cellular level, confronting mortality conquers fear and develops genuine passion for living. True presence emerges when awareness fully opens. Enlightenment is a second birth where life has no more secrets and fear born of duality vanishes, replaced by unshakable contentment. Afterward, thoughts and feelings become mere ripples that don't disturb the ocean of being.